800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour today here on this Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025 edition. You just heard the commercial from Mike Lindell, MyPillow. Well, basically, folks, we got 7 days by the end of the month, next Wednesday, April 30th. If we haven't generated enough sales with MyPillow.com website, the operator, with the Trucker Randy promo code, we're going to be losing Mike Lindell as a sponsor. Radio station, this show, has had his support for the last couple of years, and they notified us that we're just sold out, maybe. You guys have bought all the MyPillow stuff you need. You haven't bought any recently for gifts or donations to organizations. Christine Gray made a great idea, made a great text message comment. Buy something and give it to your local party. Give it to your church. Give it to your local food bank. They can give it out to folks that need it, or perhaps they can raise money at a silent auction for an event, a Lincoln Day dinner, a Reagan Day dinner. Buy something through the radio station's promo code, Trucker Randy, and help us keep this sponsor on the show, on the station. If you'd like to buy something, get 40, 50, 60, 70% off some items and free shipping, just text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the promo code Trucker Randy, one word. Just go to checkout at the MyPillow.com website. See how much your items are going to cost retail. Put in Trucker Randy, no space. Hit apply and see how much money you save and help keep this sponsor on the show and on the station. Greatly appreciate that. Again, text me MP for MyPillow and I'll send you the information. If you can't go online to make a purchase, they also have an operator standing by. You call this 800 number, they'll have the Trucker Randy promo code right in their computer and you'll get the savings automatically. Senate Education Chair Democrat Dana Polhanki from Livonia says in an era of school shootings, she cannot have a total ban on cell phones in schools on her conscience. But at the same time, her committee heard testimony regarding schools to establish some cell phone restrictions. Senate Education Committee heard testimony on Senate Bill 234, beginning in the 2025-2026 school year this fall. Public school boards must develop and implement policies seeking to limit students' cell phone use during school hours and in classroom settings. Under legislation, the ban a school board adopts can be applied to recess, lunchtime, breaks, in between instructional times, but also at the same time, Senate Bill 234 reads that exemptions must be provided for emergency situations, devices being used for medical use, as well as included in individualized education programs. Senate Bill 234 is unlike State Representative Mark Tisdale's bill from Rochester, House Bill 4141. His bill prohibits cell phones from school grounds for all students in kindergarten through the fifth grade. Well, Polhanki described the House legislation as being very prescriptive, which she's in favor of flexibility. She said, absolutely yes. When asked if it's important for youths to have a line of communication with their families in worst case scenarios. Even Governor Gretchen Whitmer, during her State of the State address in February, expressed to lawmakers wanting to see cell phones limited in classrooms, hoping to see social connections and academic performances improve as a result. Simply stated, a one-size-fits-all would not work in Michigan. What would work is in large urban districts, those restrictions may work well, but perhaps not in small rural districts. To that point, some teachers may incorporate technology in every lesson plan. Others may not have access to reliable internet connectivity, which happens in northern rural communities. Olivia Pont, the Michigan Department of Education's legislative liaison, testified during the committee hearing. She said the local flexibility is essential and that Senate Bill 234 recognizes this reality by empowering local school boards to make changes that works best in their communities. The bill, Senate Bill 234, was supported by the Michigan Association of School Boards, the Michigan Association of School Psychologists, as well as the Michigan Association of Secondary School Principals. Bohenke added that she took time to meet with personnel from the governor's office before drafting her Senate Bill 234. Well, what are other states doing? According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 18 states since 2018 have considered legislation directing districts to adopt local policies on cell phone use. And since 2023, 9 states have enacted restrictive measures. Among those, Florida, California, Minnesota, Ohio, Indiana, and Pennsylvania. All of these enacted cell phone constraints, and they are monitoring the results. Where are we at on this? Because state representative that introduced his House Bill 4141 says no cell phones on school grounds. Pure and simple. This would be for kindergarten through fifth grade. I cannot believe that a kindergartner has a cell phone. That just blows me away. Do they even know how to operate them? Do they know how to make calls? Are they only the type of phones that can only make calls to saved numbers like mommy, daddy, home, whatever? Through fifth grade, basically no cell phones on school grounds for the elementary schools. Middle schools, high schoolers, that's a different situation. However, I would argue high schoolers are the worst. They're addicted to their cell phones. I would say they're even more addicted to cell phones than some adults. While I have my cell phone on throughout the day on the show afterwards in the afternoons, early evenings, I don't even answer it sometimes. I'm in a meeting, it's going to go to voicemail. Do I respond to all your text messages right away in the afternoons? No. I'm busy. I got other things happening. I'm not addicted to the cell phone. I just use it when I want to. But we'll see where this goes. two bills, one in the Senate and one in the House. And we'll see which one goes through in the House, Senate, and which one Governor Gretchen Whitmer ultimately ends up signing. We'll see where this goes. We'll see exactly, and we'll continue to follow this one. Now, one other story I want to get to real quick. Do I got time? Yeah, I think I can get this in. This public safety violence prevention bill we talked about already, voting House 104-4. Well, now the bill goes forward to the Senate. Quick Senate response. Trust me, there's enough money for this fund. Coming from the state representative, Mike Harris. Well, now it's headed over to the Senate. And on the Senate side, they're saying, is there enough money? Again, one of the things that they're looking at is road funding. How are they going to fund the roads with the $3.1 billion plan passed by the House Republicans? Well, this other money would not come out of the school aid fund. They're claiming that there's money coming to it from criminals paying fines and prevention funds. So we'll see where this goes and continue to follow it. Looks like it might be taken up in the Senate today. We'll monitor it this afternoon and we'll report on it tomorrow. Last thing I want to mention in this segment real quick. There is some constitutional training coming up in Sheboygan. A good patriot friend of ours, Dare Olson, is doing it. She's volunteering to do this to train people on the Constitution. It starts this Monday, April 28th, from 6:30 to 8. It's going to be at the Sheboygan High School Library. 8 weekly classes being video taught by Chris Ann Hall. If you'd like the flyer on that, just text me DAR, D-A-R, and I'll send you the flyer. Constitution Education Series. 8 weekly classes starting this coming Monday. Sheboygan High School Library. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
During retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008, I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriots Relief, Bryant.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I just got two people texted me, Dar Olson, volunteering to educate you on the Constitution for absolutely free. It's going to be 8 weekly classes starting this Monday, April 28th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The video class will be taught by Chris Ann Hall. It'll be at the Sheboygan High School Library. Greatly appreciate if you guys consider going to it. Great teacher. Excellent information about the Constitution. Chris Ann Hall is a constitutional lawyer presenting the historical document in a video series spanning the original, the origins to current day applications. Chris Ann has a unique and extremely detailed accounts that helps to establish the motives and challenges guiding the creation of this remarkable self-governing experience. So again, text me Dar and I'll send you the flyer. If you want more information, you can give her a call, 231-408-8928, or just text me Dar and I'll send you the flyer. All this information is on it. This is a citizen volunteering her time, getting the Sheboygan High School Library to use it to teach the 8-week course. Absolutely highly recommend it. So text me Dar and I'll send you the flyer. One of the other things that we started off with today is how people on the left seem to be rising up and using these protest rallies, protesting people, businesses on social media. Some of them even going so far as suing people and tying them up in court, forcing them to hire attorneys, spend thousands of dollars defending themselves. Well, we're going to expose and share with you guys the truth about a situation we have right here at the radio station, my show, me personally, my wife, Victoria Bishop, the radio station, all of it. Prayed on this, talked to the lawyer this morning, talked to Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital, and we're going to be putting something out there that we're going to share with you probably on tomorrow's show. Information that we put out there, we hope you'll share it with others to understand basically what we're facing, what we're having to deal with. Didn't want to do it. I didn't want to resort to this. but we have no other choice. It's basically where we're at. Vicki and I prayed on it. We talked about it. We talked with our attorney. We talked to Dr. Jeff because it involves him as well. And we are going to share the information with you. One of the things that really upsets me about this whole thing is because, like, Dar Olson is going to be teaching in this video education series put on by Chris Ann Hall, teaching the Constitution. It's one of the most fundamental things that our founding fathers did after ratifying the Constitution. 4 years later, coming back and amending it with our Bill of Rights. The First Amendment, the very first thing that they felt that they had to protect was basically five items. Five items that they packed, that they crammed into the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of their grievances. Those are five items our founding fathers specifically put into the First Amendment. Do I not have First Amendment rights? Well, we're going to be talking about it tomorrow. And in order to protect the First Amendment, they immediately followed it with the Second. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The state of Michigan's state constitution, at the very bottom of the first page of it, has even a stronger right to bear arms. They did it because you got to protect the First. If you don't have the Second Amendment, you can't protect the First Amendment. Well, tomorrow's show we'll be talking about what's happening. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music that causes the memories of the 60s, 70s, the roots of rock and roll, and Motown. 97.7 FM, WCY Sheboygan. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way.